This season after Epiphany has given us a chance to try some new, or maybe try again some old spiritual practices. I don't know about you, but I have found each spiritual practice that we've tried or done or renewed a time of reflection. It seems as though each one has brought a time where reflection has bubbled up in me. Has anyone else had that experience as well? Great, wonderful. So, we've been talking about spiritual practices that we can use in dark times, but also in light times as a resource. This week we'll discuss the practice of gleaning. So what's meant by gleaning? Well, we heard all about it in our Leviticus text. Gleaning is an ancient tradition in which farmers would, of course, harvest their fields, but they would leave some things out in the fields. They would, so I've read a couple different ways. Sometimes it was the corners of the fields were left with food still yet to be harvested, yet to be gleaned. Sometimes it was the outside perimeter. Sometimes it was just things that fell on the ground as it was harvested. But it was left there so that those living in poverty, at the end of the day, when it started to get a little bit dark, they could go and harvest whatever was left in the fields. And it was a way for the farmers and the culture and the society to take care of all people. And the people who came to glean would not get in trouble. They were not trespassing. They were not stealing. It was just how people cared for one another. So, we're going to be talking about the spiritual practice of gleaning. Here's wheat that could have been gleaned. And here's, I loved this picture of folks gleaning in the field as the moon lit their way. When we stuff ourselves with food, information, fear, and just stuff, we don't leave room for opportunities. Opportunities to get to know ourselves, opportunities to get to know another human being and all that they are, all that they have, and maybe all that they need. And we don't get the opportunity to get to know and experience God in all that God is, all that God gives, and all that God desires of us. And so, do you ever feel like you have too much stuff or baggage? When we leave room for dessert, we are living into the unexpected. We are leaving ourselves open for more, which is what is yet to come. We are saving a place for ourselves or things that we may not need. We can give to another. We are living into hope, and we are playing our part of the world. Now, I put this up here because it represents, for me, having too much stuff or baggage. But I bet you anything, even though I don't know this man driving the motorcycle, this is a way in which he makes a living. So I want to acknowledge that he's doing this for a purpose. But I think in our culture, in our context, that we have probably too much stuff. So I'm wondering, can anyone relate to this guy? It seems as though one of the ways in which we need to leave some room, is when it comes to information. We're expected constantly to be available for either a phone call or a text message, and to know the latest information, which right now is constantly bombarding us. It's important to take some time away from the information and leave room for opportunities. Remain open to the possibility of peace of mind. We'll never know the good and goodness we may receive when we stay open to the possibilities. When we live a life with arms wide open, we are leaving some of the harvest for others. We are not hoarding it all for ourselves. When we live with arms wide open, we are open to love another. We are open and available to give and notice when another needs a hug, when another might need food, when another might need boots and coats, when another might need clothing, when another might need a listening ear. We may even be open to getting to know ourselves. And finally, we are available to listen for God. So gleaning is a practice of gathering food for those who need it out of the abundance of what is already available. Open hearts see love everywhere. So this week I'm asking you to glean in your home or your apartment from the abundance that you already have. Maybe it's clothing or personal items or food. And you can bring those things into our pantry here at University United Methodist Church. We have a food pantry. We give personal products away, like toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, soap. But you know, the other thing that seems to be a little bit of a need, or somewhat of a need, that I'm hearing more and more often, is pet food. You know, people have pets, and that's not something you can get on food stamps. So, and then we also have the clothing closet, and you can bring in your clothes into the clothing closet. And in addition to that, we have a professional clothing closet. So we work with Visions for Change, and so when the folks have completed their class and their workshops and everything the work they have to do with Visions for Change, they come here and they're able to pick out some professional clothing that they can go and interview in. Or if they have a professional job where they need to dress up daily, they can wear that. So all those things are things that you may have sitting in your home, ready to be gleaned and brought here out of the abundance. Let's leave room for dessert this week by remaining open to what is to come, so that we may share of ourselves and of our abundance. Amen.